All right, a couple of big notes. We'll get back to that in a minute. But as promised, we're joined right now by a Pro Bowler. 9 straight seasons as the starting center for the Buffalo Bills. He announced his retirement this year. A 2-time first-team All-Big East player at Louisville. He was the 28th pick overall back in 2007. We are talking to Eric Wood. Eric, it is great to have you on. Good morning. How are you?
I'm great. Thanks for having me on.
All right, Eric, you're killing it on the golf course. You have dropped more than 50 pounds since the end of the season. First things first, how is life treating Eric Woods right now?
I can't complain. We had an addition to the family right after that playoff game this year. Our son Garrett was born, so we have 2 kids. And, I've lost some weight, and body's feeling pretty good. I always say my joints are tested for 305, and now weighing 250 or so, I feel pretty good moving around. But you know, there's times I sure do miss ball still, and I'm sure that'll happen periodically throughout this season.
You know, I'll double back to that in a minute, but in terms of you losing 50 pounds, I mean, that's a lot of weight to lose since the end of the season. It's amazing, really. How did you go about doing that, and how does your body feel as a result of that?
You know, a lot of diet and exercise, cutting calories and working out a little differently. And I was one of those guys that was a hard gainer, so it was always hard for me to stay at 305, which I felt was my optimal playing weight. So it was a lot of work. You know, that was a full-time job trying to keep it on. So, you know, within probably 4 months of me finding out about the injury, I was able to peel a lot of that weight off, and the body feels so much better. You know, I wasn't meant to be 305, but I made a good living for myself for 9 years at that weight.
It's so true, Eric. I think people look at that and say, hey, man, what's better? I get to eat all day, all the time. It's a job. It's work. It's not as great as it sounds. In fact, it's overrated. Now, after the season, you said that in week 5, you got the first stinger of your life. What did that feel like?
It was different. You know, stingers are really common in the NFL, you know, with the arm numbness and a little shot to the head. You get the pain in your neck, and then you get the numbness on your arm. It's a little scary, but they're so common, you don't think a whole lot of it. So, you know, after the game, I alerted the trainers and told the team doctors about it, but they weren't that alarmed either about it.
You know, the thing is, though, then you get another one the following week, and then after that game, they do an X-ray on your neck, and it showed no significant damage. But then after the season, as part of your exit physical, you do an MRI, and it revealed that a disc was dangerously close to your spinal cord. What was it like to receive that news?
It was wild. You know, I didn't even necessarily want to get the MRI at the time because I was trying to rush back to Louisville after the playoff game because my wife was getting ready to be due. So I didn't even necessarily want to get the MRI. I told them, hey, just clear me for the Pro Bowl. Let me get out of here. And they said, Eric, we need to get this MRI done. So I got the MRI. Thank God that something didn't happen throughout the season, you know, that time where essentially had a disc sitting on my spinal cord at C2, C3, which is paraplegia if something goes wrong there. So, you know, extremely thankful, extremely blessed that, you know, I was urged to get those MRIs. But, man, that news was terrible. And with me signing a new contract before the season and us being on that playoff, coming off that playoff berth, I was truly excited for this year. My job wasn't in jeopardy. I was the only player on the team to play 100% of the snaps. So I'm thinking, hey, let's build on this. Let's get some momentum going, and then, bam, career's over.
Eric Wood joining us. I mean, that's really terrifying news to get that news. But being who you are and the way you're wired, and because things were going so well and you were able to grind through so much, when you got that news, did you know right then and there that you were done playing football? Or was there maybe a part of you that thought, maybe I can work around this or work through this?
It was the Bills doctor, Dr. Cappuccino, who gave me the call, and he's well-respected in the business. But as a football player, you always say, hey, there's going to be someone that will clear me. There's going to be someone that can do a surgery maybe a little differently than Dr. Cappuccino can. Ultimately, everybody we spoke to, which was a lot of team guys and then non-team neuro guys, was that, hey, Eric, you know, there's not a surgery that we can do that still allows you to come back and play ball. And I said, well, what about Peyton Manning? He had something similar, didn't he? And they said, yeah, but it was lower. So that's why Peyton was able to get that fusion. If I were to get the fusion, I still wouldn't pass the physical to be able to come back and play.
Eric Wood joining us. You know, you battled through some really tough times, well, tough years in Buffalo. So what did it feel like to finally break through and reach the postseason last year?
It was incredible. You know, that's a fan base up there that was so desperate for success. And you saw it when they showed up at the airport for us and they showed up down in Jacksonville for the game. And they, you know, rain, sleet, snow, was awesome to do it for them. It was it's awesome now looking back to not have my entire career tagged with that drought, that playoff drought that was up there. So it's great to have ended on a high note like that. Obviously, as a competitor, I wanted to build from that and make a run at a Super Bowl in these next coming years. But hey, to not have to tag my entire career with that drought is awesome. And I'll never win a Super Bowl as a player, but I'll tell you what, we celebrated that one playoff berth like we did.
That's cool. Eric Wood joining us. Eric, Jim Kelly and I talked about you during the Super Bowl week this past year, and he was talking about how much he loved you and the way you played the game and the way you represented the city of Buffalo and its fans. In fact, he had tweeted, quote, "Cannot wait till this man is on the Bills Wall of Fame beside another great center, Ken Hall." He also added, quote, "Truly one of the all-time great Buffalo Bill players on and off the field," end quote. Knowing the love and the respect that Jim Kelly has for Kent Hall, that is amazing praise. So what's it mean to you to hear that from him?
Man, it's humbling and it means a ton. You know, Jim, since the day I got to Buffalo, treated me extremely well. We have a connection that goes beyond football. I lost my little brother to serious illness and he lost his son. So we always had that connection and we both have a passion for giving back to families with sick children. So that we've always kind of had that bond off the field, but to hear Jim say that stuff about me and my career, and I spoke with him up in Minneapolis Super Bowl week as well, and he said the same things about, you know, pushing to get me on the Wall of Fame, and that would mean a ton because at a time now where I feel like I left a little bit out there just because I feel like I had some of my best ball still ahead of me, to hear him say those things means a ton.
You know, Eric, something else that's been very clear for a long time is the level of respect between you and Kyle Williams. What's he like as a teammate and somebody to go up against?
Yeah, Kyle's phenomenal. I always say that if Kyle were playing in a bigger market, he'd be a J.J. Watt-type personality and superstar. I mean, all he's done is made Pro Bowl after Pro Bowl. He's a phenomenal player, dad, husband. I mean, he's the total package, the ultimate teammate. And throughout my career, it's tough to go against. I remember showing up in Buffalo my rookie year, and Kyle Williams and Marcus Stroud were our two defensive tackles. And Stroud is enormous, and his size is well documented. And Kyle is 6'1", 300 pounds, and not visually that imposing. And everyone said, don't let the look fool you. Kyle's the meanest dude on that defense. He's the hardest dude to block. And sure enough, for the next 9 years we played together, he remained the hardest guy to block year after year, whether it's, you know, guys on our own team or others. Kyle's as tough as it gets.
Eric Wood, my guest. Eric, before I let you go, we talked about the Bills Mafia and what it's like to play in front of these fans, and they're so hardcore, they're so passionate. Now you've talked about being an alum of the team, but also a glorified fan. So if you're a glorified fan, does that mean that you'll also be tailgating and tossing people through tables?
Yeah, I was going to say, I don't think I can go through tables with this neck injury, but I might do some tossing. I have plans to be up in Buffalo this year. I'm keeping my foundation up there, and our home will be down in Louisville, Kentucky, but, you know, I'll be up there for games. So, yeah, I need to go out and experience it and get the full effect of it and really get entranced by these Bills fans. And I'm looking forward to it. They're a special breed. The passion that city and that fan base has for that team is not common in professional sports. It reminds you of a college town. And just lucky to play there for 9 years.
Eric, one last thought. I've argued for a while that Tyrod Taylor does not get nearly the credit that he deserves. You've played with him, so you know him much better. What do you make of him as a player, and how do you think he's going to do in Cleveland?
Yeah, I think Tyrod's a really efficient quarterback. He doesn't turn the ball over a whole lot. Not going to spout off in the media, not going to make a bunch of headlines with his mouth, but very, very efficient at the position and an explosive playmaker at times. I think it's a great pickup for Cleveland. There's no one better for Baker Mayfield to learn work habits from than Tyrod. You know, throughout his career, he sat for a while in Baltimore, so he got to observe, and he saw what it took to be a big-time quarterback, and he was there for their Super Bowl years and learned from, you know, Joe Flacco how to prepare, and then he learned leadership qualities from Ray Lewis and those types. So just a great fit for him, I think, in Cleveland for him to get a chance to play this year, likely, but also pour into Baker Mayfield's career.
He announced his retirement this year, 9 straight seasons as a starting center with the Buffalo Bills, and the 28th pick overall in 2007 out of Louisville. Eric, congrats. It was a great career. Really nice to have you on the program, and I hope we can do it again soon. Talk some more football.
Absolutely. Let's do it. Thanks.
You got it, Eric. Thank you. Have a great day. Eric Wood, Bills Mafia. I know you love that guy, and well, you should. You know, it goes back to the age-old, nobody gets squad on their own terms. I mean, he had football left. He still wanted to play. But, man, how fortunate that he got that MRI done and found out. And not only that, but nothing bad happened during the season, despite probably playing with that condition. Dear Van Smack, thanks for bringing Eric Wood into the jungle. Jimmy, what does it say about the city of Buffalo and our fans that a guy like Eric Wood played his entire career in our town when our organization was so mismanaged during his time in a Bills jersey? Eric Wood never won a championship in Buffalo, but his impact beyond the field won't be forgotten anytime soon. Signed, David in Buffalo. Warwick in Buffalo, taking home the major championship of sports radio on July 20th. War Josh Allen being the next Carson Wentz. We'll see about that. I mean, literally, the next Buffalo Bill that says that he did not have a good experience there is going to be the first. I mean, maybe some guys got sent out who didn't want to go. But everybody who's been there, even through the worst times, all the losing, the tough times, talk about that experience like he just did because of the passionate fan base. Every team thinks they've got, or every fan base thinks they're the best fan base in the NFL. I'm not going to say there's a better fan base than the Bills, but I can't think of any that compare it to that.